Until you have darshan of Loknath Swami, you let
Loknath see you.
Loknath Shankar see, you will not receive the full fruit of Jagannath darshan. You will have to see there. Devi ji, Devi mane Chandi, Durga, ये अपने गले में मुंड माला पहनती हैं, मनुष्यों के मुंड को काटा हुआ, वो एक तरफ से तलवार से काट करके और अपने मुंड माला बना करके हार पहनती हैं और लंबी जीप करके वो रखती हैं। क्यों? जो लोग उपासना में कहते हैं नमः शिवाय शिवोहम, शिवोहम जो कहते हैं अहम शिव, मैं शिव हूँ, आई एम शंकर, then he becomes so angry and does that up till tomorrow, up till today I was mother and you are son and now you are becoming my husband like she, Shivoham. So he becomes
furious.
Angry and furious and takes his sword and cuts them head and isliye us roop mein Shivoham, Shivoham, don't tell anything, never be subsi. Like this, Shivoham, Shivoham. इसलिए देवी जी वैष्णवी हैं, शंकर जी परम भगवत भक्त हैं। आज के दिन में उनका आविर्भाव यहाँ पर हुआ। शंकर जी अवगढ़दानी हैं, इस रूप में भी, जागतिक रूप में भी अवगढ़दानी हैं। कृष्ण नहीं देंगे वो दे देंगे, कृष्ण जो देंगे वो तो देंगे नहीं, किंतु ये शंकर जी वो जो चीज़ देते हैं, जागतिक चीज कृष्ण नहीं देते सहज ही। कृष्ण देखते हैं कि हमारे ये भक्त लोग हैं, इनको सांसारिक चीज़ें देंगे तो उसमें फंस जाएंगे, इसलिए बड़े दुख से यदि कभी देते हैं तो देते हैं। ध्रुव जी को जो दिया राज्य, ये बड़े दुख से दिया, सुख से नहीं दिया, क्योंकि उसमें भूलने की संभावना थी, किंतु उन पर कृपा की जी उसमें भूल ना सके। शंकर जी ऐसा नहीं, शंकर से 20 मांगो 20 दे देंगे, देवता लोग सभी, इफ यू वांट पॉइजन शंकर विल गिव पॉइजन, यू कैन डाई, यू शुड डाई, यू मस्ट डाई, किंतु कृष्ण ऐसा नहीं देंगे, उनको 20 झाड़ करके तो वो अर्थ भी देंगे, संसारी कोई वस्तु देंगे तो 20 को झाड़ करके देते हैं जैसे उसका कोई अनिष्ट न हो, अंत में इसको कृष्ण भक्ति प्राप्त हो, किंतु शंकर जी ऐसा नहीं करते, जो जैसा मांगते हैं वैसा ही दे देते हैं अवघड़दानी। इसलिए स्त्री पुत्र धन जो कुछ भी चाहिए शंकर जी दे देते हैं, और पार्वती जी का वह रूप भी वैसा ही, जो कुछ चाहिए वही चीज़ दे करके, चाहे तुम्हारा नाश हो चाहे कल्याण हो, इस पर विचार नहीं करते। शंकर जी का बस ऐसा रूप है। हाँ, किस लिए कह रहा था भूल गया,
काली माता
अभी 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 गणेश के बाद ये लोग तो नवदीप में भी वो हैं, वहाँ पर प्रौढ़ माया के रूप में है, सदाशिव के, वृद्ध शिव के रूप में है। ये वैष्णव पर कृपा करते हैं और असुरों को मोहन करते हैं एक ही साथ। शंकर जी इतने प्रिय हैं भगवान के, जो काम दूसरा कोई भी नहीं सकता कर सकता वो शंकर जी के द्वारा कराते हैं। शंकर इज हाइएस्ट टॉप ऑफ वैष्णव, the seva, the service which anyone can do, Shankar can do. Like he told many his devotees to preach Mayavad, that Krishna has no roop. And Krishna has no shakti. Like Mayavad, he is nirgun, nirakar, nirvishesh, niranjan, avyay, anadi. You are himself God, Krishna. क्या है? अहम 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 ब्रह्मास्मि इत्यादि। Anyone become did not Brahma is Brahma, nor he become ready to preach this. Then Krishna told him, or Narayan told him, Shankar, that only you can do. Please, you should do this. तब वो शंकर के रूप में आकर के असुरों को मोहित करने के लिए प्रचंड बौद्ध धर्म का प्रचार किया। दूसरा नहीं कर सका, इसलिए भगवान के बहुत प्यारे हैं। इन्हीं का एक रूप है हनुमान जो राम की सब समय सेवा करते हैं, उन्हीं का एक रूप है भीम जो कृष्ण की सेवा करते हैं, सब प्रकार से गरुड़ जी भी उन्हीं के रूप हैं जो कृष्ण की सब प्रकार से भगवान की सेवा करते हैं। किसी न किसी रूप में जरूर वो भगवान के अवतार के साथ में वो आते हैं किसी भी रूप में। अर्जुन को महाभारत युद्ध जिताना हुआ तो शंकर जी से मित्रता करके उनकी शक्ति उनको दिलाई, कृपा कराई, तब अर्जुन जीत सके, अन्यथा उनके लिए जीतना असंभव था। उसी प्रकार से शंकर जी भगवान जैसा चाहते हैं उसी रूप में सेवा करते हैं, इसलिए शंकर जी, हाँ एक बतला रहा था वही छूट गया था। आज के दिन में एक बहेलिया, बहेलिया यू नो हंटर, ए हंटर वेंट टू एनी डीप फॉरेस्ट, देयर वाज ए बिग बेल ट्री, वहाँ पर एक बड़ा भारी बेल का पेड़ था। वहीं पर वो जानता नहीं था, he did not know anything, but a stone was lying down there. He thought it may be a stone, but it was ling of Shivling. In the evening, जब शाम हुई तो बाघ भालू सब आने लगे, डर के मारे वो ऊपर चढ़ गया, कुछ खाया नहीं ना पिया, आज कुछ शिकार में कुछ नहीं मिला। He did not drink a drop of water or anything he could not find. And in the evening he saw that animals are coming, they may eat me. So he climbed on the bell tree. Bell tree के ऊपर में चढ़ गया। अभी शाम के 6 बज रहे थे, at the time of 6 PM. When he went up, he took some water that I will drink water there
at night.
When I will have peace of mind, there sitting I will. तो वो लेकर के जब गया, चढ़ रहा था, पेड़ की पत्ती हिल गई, डाल हिल गई और बेल के बहुत से पत्र उसके शंकर जी के ऊपर में गिर पड़े, स्टोन के ऊपर, एंड पानी भी छलक करके गिर पड़ा। तो ये शंकर जी का पहला स्नान हो गया और उनकी पूजा हो गई,
पहला
पहले पहले। When he was climbing, water from his pot
fell down,
and some leaves of bell tree also fell down on that stone, and the first puja of first prahar was done easily. थोड़ी देर के बाद में वहाँ पर एक हिरण आई, हिरण मैंने डियर, ए डियर केम आफ्टर 3 hours. आते ही पानी पीने के लिए सरोवर में पीने जा रही थी, इतने में एक सिंह आया, सिंह ही तो है, क्या हुआ?
संधन किया मारने के
लिए। कौन? वो देखा उसने, बहलिया नहीं, एक सिंह ही या कोई दूसरा बहलिया होगा, वो शायद उसका मुझे याद नहीं आ रहा था, वो कोई सिंह या कोई उसको मारना चाहता था गाय को। दैट पर्सन वांटेड टू किल द काउ, काउ वाज वीपिंग एंड हिरन रोने लगी, ये हमारा बच्चा घर में है, मैं इसको दूसरी मैया के पास में छोड़ करके आऊँ, तब तुम हमको खा लेना। हिरन डियर टोल्ड दैट आई हैव ए लिटिल बेबी, आई एम रिटर्निंग एंड आई विल गिव माई
ब्रेस्ट
दूध एंड देन आई विल कम keeping that boy to another mother, another hiran deer. उसी समय में विश्वास नहीं कर रहा था, किंतु फिर भी शपथ दिया, बहुत तरह का उसमें विचार है। तो उसी समय में उसके पानी से पानी छिलक गया और पत्ता भी गिर गया, ये दोपहर की पूजा हो गई, दोपहर रात में। फिर वो हिरणी अपने घर में गई, बच्चे के पास में दूध पिलाया और दूसरी हिरण को वो कह रही थी कि जैसे तुम इस बच्चे को पालन करना है। बच्चा कहा जी नहीं मैं भी चलूँगा, और हिरणी कहा जी मैं भी चलूँगी, उसका पति भी कहा जी वो मैं भी जाऊँगा। सभी लोग उसके साथ में आए, देख करके इसको आश्चर्य हुआ, फिर वो डाल हिल गई, ये तीसरे पूजा हो गई। अब फिर चतुर्थ पहर में उसको छोड़ दिया, मैंने संक्षेप में बतला रहा। फिर वो आश्चर्य चकित कुछ हो गया, कुछ थोड़ा सा डिफरेंस हो रहा है,
तो बहन आई थी घूमने के लिए।
हाँ, तो इस तरह से फिर तीसरे पहर की भी पूजा हो गई। अब पूजा होने से उसको धन जन पुत्र परिवार जो कुछ चाहिए उसको शंकर जी ने दे दिए। उस पूजा से शंकर जी इतने प्रसन्न होते हैं जल्दी कि एक बहेलिया था, उसने सुना जी सब देवताओं में ये शंकर जी सबसे अधिक प्रसन्न होते हैं। ए हंटर हर्ड एनीवेयर दैट इन होल अमंगस्ट ऑल देवता शंकर इज सो आशुतोष, ही बिकम्स सो ग्लैड इजीली एंड गिव्स एवरीथिंग। वो शंकर जी की आराधना किया, रोज पूजा करता था, चार पांच दिन हो गए कुछ नहीं हुआ। तो कहते हैं झूठ मूठ को कहते हैं, उसने एक बेल लिया, वहाँ पर पड़ा हुआ था, बेल से उनको मारा, और बेल लगते ही शंकर जी ने परम ब्रूही परम ब्रूही एकदम प्रकट करके जो बर मांगो और उसको सब कुछ दे दिया। ऐसे ये शंकर जी हैं, इसलिए शंकर जी की हम लोग वैष्णव के रूप में उपासना करेंगे, उनसे प्रार्थना करेंगे। क्या वृंदावनामणि पते जय सोम मौले, बोलो वृंदावनामणि पते जय सोम मौले, सनक सनंदन सनातन नारदेड्य सनक सनातन नारदेड्य, ब्रज विलास जुगांग मंगरी पद्मे, बोलो प्रेम प्रयच्छ निरुपाधि नमो नमस्ते। बस आज शंकर जी हम लोगों पर, हम लोगों के वैष्णव गुरु हैं, हमारे ऊपर में कृपा करके वृंदावन में वास दें। राधा कृष्ण जुगल के प्रेम में, विशेष करके राधा जी के चरणों में हम लोगों को विशेष प्रति प्रदान करें। आज यही कह करके वक्तव्य समाप्त करें। मंशा कल्प कल भस्य पास कन्या रख।
Originally, I should speak a little louder. In Prakat Leela, in Krishna's pastimes in this material world, at Vanchivad, from Krishna's left side, Srimati Radha appears, and from right side of Krishna, Shiva, that is Sadashiv Tattva, he appears. So originally, Shankar is Sadashiv Tattva, which is non-different from Vishnu Tattva. They are one and the same. That is how is going, how it is. Maharaj is going to explain that. Sadashiv Tattva and Vishnu Tattva are non-different. So Maharaj is going to explain on that. The Shankar who fulfills the desire of this materialistic people, their all karmic desires, they want money and whatever things they want. That is all done by this Sadashiv Tattva. How he appears? From Karanadoshai Vishnu, you know Karanadoshai Vishnu, from him, from his forehead, a light appears, and when that light meets this material creation, then Sadashiv Tattva in the form of Rudra appears, and he takes care of this materialistic people's desire and dealing with them. Now Maharaj is explaining verse from Brahma Samhita, which explains, which speaks about this Sadashiv Tattva. No, I'm telling this. Yeah. So this verse from Brahma Samhita explains that there is no difference between Vishnu and Shankar, just as milk transforms into curd, yogurt. Similarly, Vishnu transforms a part of his energy, transforms in the form of Shankar, and manages affairs. Now, how it happens? This energy from Vishnu Tattva which comes out, it takes the association of this material creation, the mode of ignorance, doesn't get covered by it, but associates with it for doing this affair, managing these affairs, and afterwards it doesn't get affected. For example, you uphold, you take a stick in your hand to do some work and then you drop that stick away. It's not that you have become that stick. Similarly, Vishnu Tattva, to manage his affairs, takes that the mode of ignorance from this material creation, and with it together they work as Sadashiv Tattva, but he doesn't get covered by that material mode of ignorance. So he is called Guna Avatar also. Now mostly Sadashiv Tattva is Vishnu Tattva. Very rarely, few jivas, when they become qualified, they act as Sadashiv Tattva, and it is at that time they are called Guna Avatar, not other times. When Vishnu himself takes that position, then is not Guna Avatar. But when jivas, they take, they become qualified, and then Vishnu empowers them to work as Sadashiv Tattva, then they are called Guna Avatar. So mostly Shivas, Sadashiv Tattva is Vishnu Tattva. Very rarely jivas become qualified for that position. But in the case of Brahma, mostly Brahma's position is taken, the work of Brahma is done by jivas from this material world who go and become qualified. Very rarely, when there is no qualified soul, living entity, then Sadashiv Tattva, that is Mahavishnu, he takes the position of Brahma. So na prithak, they are non-different. He gave the example, you heard, from a lamp. From one candle, you lit so many candles, but the original candle stays the same, like that. For Brahma, the Lord empowers his mode of passion in Brahma to create everything. But Sadashiv, he is himself, he is non-different. In Vaikuntha, Karanatoshai, who is above Virja, there on the marginal platform, Narayana, from him this light comes, which is completely spiritual and transcendental, meets with this material creation, and then they form Sadashiv Tattva. Now Maharaj is raising a question: Brahma is our Adi Guru, why not Shankar has been accepted as our Adi Guru? He is much more qualified than Brahma. Now here Maharaj is explaining that Brahma needs to be instructed in the science of Krishna consciousness, but Shivji, he doesn't need, he is one, he is not different from Vishnu Tattva. He gave how it happened, how Brahma came from the lotus, and then Krishna from Parasaraswati, he gave him Gopal mantra, and then from his flute he gave him Kham Gayatri, and then this is how he made him his devotee. And then afterwards, even after getting these things, Brahma was not having any realizations, and then Krishna said, you may realize all these things, and then by empowering, by his mercy of Krishna, Brahma became realized in the science of Krishna consciousness. But Shiva, there's no need for him to go through this process, he knows everything. He gave examples just like...
So is he saying that the reason why Brahma is our Adi Guru is this because of reason, because he accepted initiation like that in a way that we have to?
Yes, so he's Bhakta Tattva. Sadashiv is Vishnu Tattva, he is Krishna, a form of Krishna himself. He doesn't need to be instructed in this thing. But we are sadhaka, so we need somebody who is from our side, who is sadhaka, who is not yet in that tattva. Now here he just gave an example that, for example, a father has two sons, one is younger and elder, so he doesn't care so much for the elder because he knows everything like that, he's qualified. But he takes care for a younger one so much. Brahma, at so many times we have seen that he becomes bewildered by Krishna's energy, Yoga Maya. But Shankar, very really, he doesn't get bewildered. He doesn't get. Even if he gets, then that is for some particular reason which Maharaj has quoted later on, and he is explaining why it happened at that time. Shankarji also has he serves in the Ashtakaliya Leela Seva. He meditates on that and he serves in that, whereas Brahma, he doesn't have any such permission. And then he quoted a verse by Sanatana Goswami. I could not follow it, but it starts like Vrindavana Swayam Maule Sanak Sanandan Gopeshwar, like that verse goes like this.
That's in Raghunath Das.
Yeah, from that book. Yeah. So in this verse, they're saying, so in that verse, he's saying, Sanatana Goswami Pad and Shankarji, they are both like very friendly with each other. Wherever Sanatana Goswami Pad is, Shankarji is there. Or wherever Shankarji is there, Sanatana Goswami
Pad.
Yeah, I'll say
that.
Vrindavana. Vrindavani Pate Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanaka Sanandana Sanatana Naradeyam Gopishwara Brajavilasi Yugandri Padame Prema Parechanirupadhi Namo Namaste. So this verse goes like this. So when Sanatana Goswami Pad was in Govardhan, then Shivji there, Lord Shiva was there in the form of Chakleshwarji. And then Sanatana Goswami Pad daily used to go to Gopeshwarji here in Vrindavan, and when he became old and was sick and could not come, like was not able to go, then Shivji came. He said, okay, you stay there, I'll come in the form of Bankhandi Maheshwar. And then he came here, and then they would meet every day with him. And there he's also in the form of Nandishwar, that in Nandagram they have that mountain which is Nandishwar. There he has witnessed all the pastimes under Vatsalirasa, nothing more than that. And then nearby, he is also known as Asheshwar. By his boon, Nanda Baba, that is Prajanya, he got a son. And then also another pastimes which we know, that he comes in the form of a yogi and wants to take the darshans of Krishna again and again, and Mother Yashoda doesn't want, and then he says, okay, and then Krishna cries, and like that, that pastime Maharaj was quoting.
Which pastime?
That he wants to see darshans of Krishna who has appeared, but Mother Yashoda sees this yogi is wearing all these things and snake, and I won't let my Krishna see him, witness him, because it's so fearful form. And then when he leaves and Mother Yashoda doesn't let him see, then Krishna cries, and he doesn't stop, he cries so much endlessly. And then everybody, all the gopis, they just can say, it must happen that yogi came and you didn't let him see, so it's due to that happening. So you must call him, then call him again and he see. And then the child stopped crying, and then he says, okay, whenever he cries, then I'm staying nearby, you can call me. And I just need two things. I need rye and salt, and with that, I'll make him stop crying. Like that. So, Raghunath Das Goswami Pad has also explained these things in Vraja Leelastava. Now, he gave the description of the word Gopeshwara. I think he spoke in English. Do I need to translate? Okay. So, generally people understand Gopeshwar means gopis are their master, that Gopeshwar. So he says, if gopis are the master of Shiva, then how can they, how can he give them boon? He's inferior, then how can he give them boon? So then reconciling this, he gave this, that Nitya Siddha gopis are the master of Shiva, but those who are Sadhan Siddha gopis, they are controlled by Shiva. I mean, controlled in the sense that they are supposed to worship Shiva. In Prakat Leela, when Sadak Siddha gopis go there, then without the mercy of Gopeshwar, they cannot enter in Rasa. But at the same time, we should understand that Nitya Siddha gopis are not like that, and Shivji is inferior to them. That is why Das Goswami Pad he tells everybody that we must hanker, or we must pray for the mercy of Lord Shiva, Gopeshwar. And also in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami Pad has explained this. And then explaining there, he says that it is not essential or necessary for Vaishnavas to fast on this Shivaratri day. But like Ekadashi, Nityanand Prabhu's day, or Advaita Acharya Prabhu's day, all these are Vishnu Tattvas, so we must fast. But there he doesn't mention about fasting for Lord Shiva on Shivaratri day. But then Maharaj raises a question that Hari Bhakti Vilas is scripture only for Vaishnavas and discusses the process only for Vaishnavas, all the etiquettes. Why he mentions there about this fast? So he says it's not necessary, but it doesn't forbid us. So that means we should do it if it's written there. And if we are not doing it, then it is pratyavaya. That means it's not good if you're not doing it. We must do it. Why we should do it? We should do it for Krishna Preeti, for Krishna's favor. To please Krishna, we must do it. How Krishna is going to please? He's telling that. Shankar speaks to Parvati that verse, in which in the verse they says that how much difficult is to become the devotee of Vishnu. And then who is that Vishnu? He spoke that verse. And also in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there, this pastime which Maharaj quoted later on, we'll describe it, just spoke about it here. And he says, they have forbidden, they have given some curses to each other in that pastime, and they say you should not fast on Shiva or you should not worship Shiva. If you do that, then you will face disaster and everything will be ruined like that. They have said there. But he says we have seen examples of Kansa or Ravana or those people who have worshipped Shiva, what had happened to them. So anybody who is worshipping Shiva, considering him as a separate identity than Krishna, considering him as an independent Lord, Ishwar, God, then they are ruined. It's not good. We should not feel like that. We should understand that Sadashiv Tattva is non-different from Vishnu Tattva. This is why Krishna will be pleased if we fast on this day. Here in Braja, he is known as Gopeshwara. And Yogamaya, Radha, Krishna, they have given him authority that you must check and those gopis who want to enter in Rasa dance. And then you should permit only those who are qualified. So Das Goswami Pad is not saying anything new. He is repeating the words of Sanatana Goswami Pad. Now, why we call him Shiva Linga? He is giving the word definition of word Linga. Lingam jayate iti linga. Lingam means chinna. Chinna means symptoms. Symptoms.
So, what's the word chin?
Chinna means symptoms, marks. So when Shiva annihilates, do the pastime of annihilation, then all the living entities, they enter in Sadashiv Tattva, and from there they enter in Vishnu Tattva and rests there. So this is why he's called as Ling. This is the definition of the word Ling. In Hindi we can match the words, but in English it's like different. Linga means mark, symptom. So then he gives the definition that how it's called Ling. Ling means, in Hindi we have the expression of this word. So it tallies with this definition which Maharaj has given, that he when the annihilation takes place, and then all the jivas, they go in Sadashiv Tattva, and through him they go to Vishnu Tattva and rests there. So this is why he's called as Ling.
I don't understand.
I'm getting difficult for me also. But in Hindi I can consider. I have problem also because it's not my mother language. It's borrowed language. Anyway, so there are five.
Wait a second. Which Vishnu did I go to?
He comes from that Karana Toshai. So there are five different appearance of Sadashiv Tattva in this world. How is it? He's telling that. First is called Jyotirlinga, which is the presiding deity is in South India somewhere, which Maharaj doesn't remember. He was telling that. The other is called, First is called Jyotirlinga. And the presiding deity is somewhere in South India. Then Ambulinga. This is Chakratirtha in Kashinagar. The presiding deity is there. Ambuling means made from water. And then Mridamaya, that is which is from this mud, earth.
Mridamaya.
The presiding deity in Rameshwar, which was made by Srimati Sita Devi, who Hanuman tried to break but could not, was not able to break that, although it was made from mud only. The another one is Vayu Linga. Vayu means air. He doesn't give any example of that. Then Akash, that is in Ambarnath, because I think it is there.
Yeah.
In Ambarnath. Akash. But in this material world, generally people worship Shiva as Gauri Shankar, both. And why it's in the form of link, that base like this is Aadhar, the base. And on that link is there, that is Lord Shiva. So Parvati and Shiva together, they form as that link. That means he sits, he takes the base of this material world and works on that. But Vaishnavas don't worship Shiva in this form. We worship Shiva in the form of Gopeshwara. Then he says Hanuman, Garud and all these people, they are also his manifestations, Lord Shankar's. And they are very ideal servants. Not like Ravan, Kansa, Bhasmasuras, like that. They are doing worship in the mode of ignorance. Now he is giving description about the names, the potency of name. He says, you should not see any difference between the name of Shankar and Krishna. They are both same. Those who see difference, they will do offense. How? We should understand, because then we think about that second offense. It says you should not consider equal, so he is giving how the difference is there. We should see Shankar as part and parcel of Vishnu or as servant of Vishnu. So we know anything with any paraphernalia of Vishnu has the same potency of Vishnu. So Shankar has the same potency. Only if we have the consideration of the materialistic person they have, Gauri Shankar, then it is offense. Otherwise it's not offense. Meaning that if we see him as a separate identity than Krishna, a separate Ishwar, then we are doing wrong, not otherwise. Confirming the same point, he quotes pastimes from Srimad Bhagavatam. He spoke about that pastime of Daksh Prajapati. So there was one conference, and in that conference all these demigods, Brahma and everybody, was sitting there, and Daksh Prajapati was there also. Some sacrifice or something was taking place, and then Lord Shiva arrived there in that sacrificial place, arena there, and then everybody stood up. Even Brahma stood up and he gave him honor, respects, paid him obeisance, whatever. But this Daksh Prajapati did not. But even instead, he said to Shankar that you are my son-in-law, I'm your senior, and father-in-law is like a father, so you should respect me. Why didn't you give me proper respect? So he cursed him. And before that, he was so angry, but Lord Shiva was very patient. He did not retaliate in any way. But he also started giving curse. Still, Lord Shiva did not do anything. Then Lord Shiva felt a little bit unhappy. He was unhappy, but still he didn't do anything. He came back, and then there Parvati was there, Sati, she was there, and she saw that Shiva is upset. She inquired, but Shiva said no, nothing has happened, nothing of that sort. He didn't disclose. Then another time there was some festival at Daksh Prajapati's place, home. And Daksh Prajapati had so many daughters, about 27, 28 daughters, and Parvati wanted to go there. So Shiva said, no, you should not go there, because if he doesn't respect the husband, then why you go there? There's no point in going there, though he may be your father. But she said, no, I must go there. And she did not stop. And she went there. And then again, she got burned there and all the story. Then Maharaj says, why? Why Sati got burned there in the fire? Why she, went into the blazes, whatever you say. In Ram Leela, when Lord Ramchandra got separated from Sita Devi, and he was looking and searching for Sita Devi in the forest, and he was saying, ha Sita, where are you? Like that he was saying. Then Shankar and Parvati, they both appeared there. And Lord Ramchandra respected them, and they did that etiquette to each other. At that time, Parvati, she got bewildered or whatever, and she doubted that this Ram is the Ishwar, he's the Lord. She said, I know where is Sita, I can bring Sita. And he doesn't know where is Sita, he's trying to make a that means he's like an ordinary human being. So she was doubting his personality, the personality of Ramchandra as a god. So then she spoke to Shankar, and Shankar said, no, you should not doubt. He's the supreme personality of Godhead himself. He's acting like that. But Parvati said, no, I have doubts. So Shankar proposed, okay, you may have a test. You can have an examination sort of thing, Pariksha. Then she said, all right. So then she took the form of Sita Devi and came in front of Ramchandra. And then Lord Ramchandra, he paid him obeisances and took a circumambulation and said, oh mother, Shankar is gone. Where are you alone in this forest? And she was embraced. She was feeling so much embracing. I mean, what happened? Why I did like that? So she went back to Shiva and Shiva inquired, you did Pariksha, you did examination. What did you found? She said, no, I didn't do any Pariksha. So Lord Shiva, he sat down in his meditation and then he saw that she did. So he felt very upset. And within heart, he pledged, because now she acted as wife of Ramachandra. So now she is his mother. So he cannot have any more relations with him as wife. So within his heart, he pledged that now, from this time onwards, I will see you as my mother, not as my wife anymore. But he did not spoke outwardly through words. But immediately, a voice came from the sky and they said, you have done unparalleled pledge. Nobody is so strong in words like you. So Parvati heard these words and said, you did something in your heart, you pledged some kind of thing in your heart. So he said, no. And he did not disclose that to Parvati at all, like that. So this is how this was a cause, and then she went there and the whole pastime took place, and that's why she burned. Because in this body he cannot treat him anymore as wife. So this pastime was there.
So was Parvati who burned?
No. Sati.
Oh, Sati, the wife of Shiva, burned, not Sita. Then she came back as Parvati.
Yeah. At that same place only, at that very spot, also curses took place between Bhrigu Rishi and Nandi. All this pastime took place also. Mark did not describe that. Here Maharaj is pointing that the thoughts of Daksha Prajapati are like completely a materialistic person, just like Raman or Kansa or Bhasmasur. They were worshipping Shiva for their material motives and they were not realizing his actual position. Just like Bhasmasura, he spoke for the pastime of Bhasmasura. But Lord Shankar will only be pleased if we do the worship of Ram and Krishna, who are his worshipable deities. Not otherwise. If we separately treat him, then he's upset. He will not be pleased. Now, he spoke for the pastime that he wanted to see that Mohini form of Krishna, who hypnotized or attracted all these asuras, and this is while distributing the pot of nectar. But Maharaj says he doesn't want it to see for himself. He wanted to see that form of Krishna to teach the material this jivas in this world who are sadhakas, that I, who is Sadashiv Tattva, non-different from Vishnu Tattva, if I can be bewildered by this illusion, no, it's not illusion energy, but the energy of Krishna in this way, then why cannot we? So we should be very careful. And then he spoke in English, we all know. And then he also said there are examples like Chota Haridas and all that. So here he was giving instructions for both male and female devotees to be very careful. And he quoted that verse which says, even you should not sit with your mother and sister. And he says similarly, like Parvati, she was stopping Shankar to see that form of Krishna. Similarly, the guru, he acts here and he stops the disciple. Be careful, but the disciple doesn't listen. And guru tries so much, but he doesn't. So then he says, okay, you go and have a ride of Maya.
What?
Have a ride of Maya.
A ride.
Go ride with Maya for a while.
Go try.
Then he said, about that fight which took place between Shankar and Krishna. This is at due to that Pundrik Vasudev. Here's different.
Contract.
But there's another thing he was speaking here. I was trying to recall that. Anyway, I'll tell you later on. I'm not able to recall that. So Pundrik Vasudev, he had two hands, and he put another two artificial hands, and acted that I am the real Vasudev, and that Vasudev is just a devotee. He's not the real Vasudev. So he should stop calling him as Vasudev, and then he'll be all right. Otherwise, tell him I'm coming and I'll kill him. So they said, okay, no problem. You come and kill him. So then the fight took place, and then what happened? To save Pundrik Vasudev, this Kashi Naresh, king of Kashi, he came. And along with him, his son also came. But Krishna killed everybody and Vasudev. And he was so, angry that he burned up all the Kashi. And then Lord Shiva also had to run from there. And he left his asanas there and ran. And then he, crossing Navadvip, he went there in Jagannath Puri and took shelter as Loknath Dev there. Loknath Swami. So that pastime also took place there. So he's saying, sometimes Krishna, he goes in Kailash Parvat, the residing place of Lord Shiva, and he do puja for, and then by his bone, they get a son. Jambati gets a son, whose name is Samuhik. Sambal, yeah. Sambal or Samuhik, it's like that. And this is the person, this is the same person, he got cursed from Durvasa Muni, and then he had that, we were not getting the English translation of that word, that iron rod which you called Musul. What do you call that?
Iron bar.
Iron bar or something like that. Iron bar?
Huh? What is it?
You know, you see, just like we mash things in the mixie, but we have this pot-like thing made of
mortar
stone.
Mortar and pestle. Pestle.
Pestle, you call it pestle?
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar.
What are the spellings? M-O-R?
T-E-A-R.
Yeah.
The mortar is this thing. The
pestle
is this thing.
Pestle is this. P-E-S-T-E-L? Pestle?
Pestle.
P-E-S-T-L-E. Pestle. Right. So, then that passed into Musal. Yeah. So, then that he got the curse from Durvasa, and then this pestle is no one else but Shankar himself there.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he, then the whole pastime of annihilation of Yadu Dynasty took place there.
So Shankar, he
acted like that.
He was the
Shankar, he gave me the form of pestle and did all those things.
Martin
said, yeah, but he's telling that he's serving Krishna in everywhere in all different forms. He's serving. Shankar.
He's part of the destroying.
Yeah. Yeah, also particularly in that. So, Shankar, he has three different, we can see Shankar in three different ways, he's saying now. First, in this Jagatik Leela, Nar Leela, that is, pastimes which are in the material world. And then as Sadashiv Tattva, and then as that, he's wanting to go in the Rasa and all that, that is Gopeshwar, that three forms he's telling. For demigods, he is Sadashiv Tattva. And then in between completing this, he spoke about the pastime of Rameshwar, connecting this. He's also called Rameshwar. Confirming this, why demigods call him like this. In Rameshwar, when they were doing puja, all these brahmanas, everybody, and they were calling him Rameshwar ki jai, Rameshwar ki jai. That means Shiva is the master of Ram, right? So they were speaking like this, but all the demigods, they came and they stopped. They said, no, this is not the right meaning of Rameshwar. Rameshwar means Ram is master and Shiva is also master. Both are equal. That is the meaning of Rameshwar. And then immediately that deity, blasted, and Shiva came himself out and he said, no, this is not the meaning. Ramaha yashyasya Ishvara means Ram is the master of Shiva. That is Rameshwar ki jai. So, continuing that, he says, the three different forms are Shishya, Guru and Mitra. As Sadashiv Tattva, he is Sakha, And in Narlila, he is Guru. Narlila means in this material world, he is Guru. And Ram and Krishna are his disciple. And in his Brajlila, he is Shishya. And also in Godrumdeep, we see the half Shankar, half Krishna form as Harihar Dev. We see there also. So in Mahaprabhu's Lila, Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. So he's Mahavishnu. His part and parcel, Shankar, as Rudra, resides in Kailash and manages these affairs. So in Navdeep, he's there in the form of Bridhisi, that means old person, and Yogamaya is in the form of Prodha. And he spoke about this four, how Shiva is there in Braja, at Nandishwar, at Chakleshwar, at Gopeshwar, and then in Mathura we have Bhuteshwar, like that, four different forms.
Wait, this one, I didn't quite get this one with what? Shishya Guru and
yeah, I'm saying, he says in Naralila, in this material, he is Guru.
He's Guru?
Shiva is Guru. Uh-huh. And in Sadashiv form, he's Mitra, Sakha. So, okay. Sadashiv Tattva because it's Vishnu Tattva, so it's not different.
Well, who's Sakha is he as Sadashiv?
Mahavishnu.
Krishna. Mahavishnu is
Sakha. So Mahavishnu is Krishna, they are like one.
In Naralila, he's all Guru.
He's Guru. And in Brajalila, in that Aprakrit there,
he is Shishya.
He's Shishya of Gopis. Krishna. Uh-huh. Like, so he has three different relations.
I see. Okay.
Now he was saying that this Devi, known as Durga, known as Chandi, she wears a garland of
skulls.
Human skulls. Why she wears like that? She's looking for those people who are chanting the mantra Namaha Shivaya Shivoham Shivoham. Those are chanting this mantra. So she says, oh, till today I was your mother and now you want to make me your wife? How is this possible? So she cuts the neck of these people who chant this mantra.
I don't understand.
Because
first of all, they chant
so Namaha Shivaya, worshipping Lord Shiva and taking the mercy of Parvati Devi.
And then,
and then they afterward, when they have become perfected,
perfection,
they say, Shivoham, I am Shiva. Oh. That means now the Parvati is their wife. So this is all personalism kind of thing. So she cuts the head of these people. And her tongue is out while I'm looking for those people. So Shankar and Parvati, they are both Vaishnava and Vaishnavi, they are Bhakta of Krishna. And he's very merciful, he says, very, very merciful. Even Krishna doesn't give those things, and he's so much resisting in giving these special boons which we want, and Shankar is freely giving that, we should ask for his mercy. He says, Krishna and Shankar, why difference? Because Krishna, he checks what he wants to give, what is beneficial for the living entity, he gives accordingly. Just like Dhruva, he gave him all this boon to rule for 36,000 years, but still he also gave him Krishna Bhakti because he knew, unwillingly he gave fulfilled his desire. But Shankar doesn't care. Whatever you want, take it. Whatever you want, take it, no problem. If you want poison, take poison. He doesn't care for that. Similarly, Devi, Parvati, she's like that. Materialistic people, they're asking for so many desires and she doesn't. Whatever you want, take it. Like that, but Krishna is not like that. And Shankarji is also very dear to Krishna in the sense that those works which nobody can do, he assigns this job to Shankarji. For example, he wanted to preach this impersonalist philosophy here, and then first he called Brahma and other people, and they refused that we cannot do this for you. So he called Shankar, and Shankar said, okay, I'll do. And then, on the orders of Krishna, he spread this Prachanna Bodha Dharma, which is impersonalism, Shankaracharyavada. And not only this, he's serving in different pastimes as Bhima, with Pandavas, as Hanuman, as Garuda. All these forms are of Shankar. They are like part and parcels of what you're calling. And also in the battle of Mahabharata, to make Arjuna win, Lord Krishna, he invited Hanuman to give him his powers to win this battle. Then he spoke one or two nice stories that how Lord Shiva is merciful, and he spoke that in English. So that about Hunter, how he went in. You want to hear that?
I couldn't understand. at the end, what happened?
Okay, okay.
He was up in the tree. And
okay.
Yeah,
deer,
he, and we couldn't quite, he didn't give all the
information. He spoke two. He spoke two stories at that time. So the story goes like this, that this one hunter, he went in the forest and he wanted, of course he is going for hunting, so, but whole day he could not got any animals to kill. So it was like 6 p.m. in the evening and it was getting darker and darker. So he just had a water pot with him and doesn't have anything, and he was hungry, he didn't eat anything. But now it was night time, so he thought, I must climb up a tree because now it's night time and if any animals come, they'll eat me, lion or tiger, whatever. So he climbed up in the tree. But this tree was bale tree. And this bale tree's leaf are most favorable for worshipping Shankar. So when he was climbing up, so when he climbed, due to his scratching, few leaves fall down and also few drops of water fall down. So this was the first puja of Lord Shiva, because underneath the tree there was a shivling lying there. So first puja was done. This was the first puja of first prayer in the night time. Then after 3 hours, there came a she deer, and this person, hunter, he wanted to kill that deer. So as soon as he targeted his arrows for that, she spoke, no, don't kill me, don't kill me. He said, why? He said, I have a baby and I want to go and feed him a milk. When I come back, then you can kill me. And then he said, no, you're not going to come, you want to go away. And then few argument passed, and he said, no, she took bone and all that. So he said, okay, he let her go. Then she went there, and then she told this story to fed milk to his children, also told this thing to his husband who was there. And husband said, no, you stay here, I will go there. Like this he spoke. But Maharaj spoke like this, but Maharaj was like, he was not able to, I mean, remember the whole story himself also. But I heard this story from Premananda Prabhu today morning, so I know this happened. Actually, when she went at home, then his son was not there also, and his husband, her husband was also not there. Both were not there. So she started looking for these people. Where is my son so that I can feed milk? And where is husband so I can tell him what had happened? So she was looking, but then, but what happened?
But
incident.
You just said the husband said,
I was telling. I was telling translation of Maharaj.
Oh, changing.
I said that Maharaj also was not able to remember the whole story. So then, incidentally, this husband, he also reached at the same spot. And this is after 3 hours, this she deer has left. And this again, this hunter tried to kill, and then few leaves fall down and few border rocks fall down, and the second worship was done of Lord Shiva underneath in the ground. And then he also said, no, don't kill me. He said, why don't kill me? He said, my wife is there and I should tell them at least that I'm not going to come anymore, they're waiting for me. So he said, no, you just want to escape. He said, no, I don't want to explain. And he also said, I surely come, so let him go also. So he went there and he didn't see his son and wife because they were looking, searching for each other, so he was searching for them. Then somehow or another, that son came there at the spot. And then he tried to kill him again. And then again a few leaves fall down and a water fall down. So third puja was done of Lord Shiva. And then he said, no, my mother and father, they don't know, they'll worry for me. At least let me tell them that I'm not going to come anymore. So the same way he let him go. So by this time he has done 3-4 pujas. And then Lord Shiva was happy because he got his favorable leaves and he also got that water, both things got. Now, then they also meet, all of them, this she deer, he deer, and their son, they all meet together and said, this has happened. He said, this has happened, oh, so we are all in a trap now. So they all went to that place. Okay, we have given words to that, we must go there. So when they go there, so before that, by this time, Lord Shiva was completely pleased because he's so innocent, and he's so innocent, so he appeared and he came in between. And here something, Premananda Prabhu wrote something else also, which I also have forgot, some connection took place here. But Lord Shiva, he came, manifested himself, personification, he came there, personified, and he fulfilled the desire of that hunter. He was killing so that he can sell and get money. So he fulfilled the desire of money and all the things, and also this she and this deer was saved and he doesn't have to kill that. But probably, because every time he wanted to kill them, so due to this moment, this water and leaves are falling down. So Shiva's puja was done. So I think this is why these deers are helping in this pastime, in this story. So this was another story. And then he spoke another story that again, one hunter was hearing about Lord Shiva's pastime at some place, and some sadhu was telling the glories of Lord Shiva, and he said, he so easily can be pleased, Lord Shiva. No problem, so easily, in few days. He said, okay. With full faith, he went in a jungle and took a shivling there and started worshipping. 4-5 days after, he saw nothing is happening. He said, why nothing is happening? He took one fruit of that bill tree and smashed that shivling. It doesn't appear. And he was saying, you'll appear. And then Shiva came, okay, what do you want? And then he gave his boons, whatever he wanted. So, but we should pray to Lord Shiva for Vrindavana Jaya Shambhu. What do you call this verse? Again, forget, I could not get this verse. So we should pray for this, for our entering in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Radha.
Yeah.
Abhinam.
And
that verse contains these things. I think yeah, it's the same thing. Vrindavanatipate jay soma soma mole sanaka sanandan sanatan naradeyam gopishwara braja vilasi yugandri padame prema prayach nirupadi namo namaste. We all chanted after him.
Yeah, so what are the three things?
Gopi, prema,
Vrindavan.
Well, I'm so not a Sanskrit scholar, so. Let me try. So we want, what was the first thing?
Vrindavan Vasa, Gopi Prem.
Yeah.
What's the last?
The third one, probably it says that we want Nirupadi.
What's that?
Nirupadi means devoid of any other desires.
Pure.
Any, pure, completely pure, without any.